Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Animal health is key to your business. How do you track cattle health treatments? Stop relying on pen and paper or complicated programs. Performance Beef helps you record processing data, enter costs, and track animal health history, all in real time at the chute. The mobile app also makes it easy to log pasture and pen treatments on the go. Your health data is integrated with feed and financial information in one easy-to-use platform, accessible from your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Find Performance Beef online to request a demo.
Healthy living isn't about striving for perfection. It's about striving for improvement. And Shape Your Future has everything you need to get you there. Maybe that means drinking an extra glass of water every day. Or maybe it means eating simple, balanced meals your whole family actually enjoys. Find everything from free and easy workouts to healthy recipes and tips for better sleep all in one place. Get started now at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, the Oklahoma Emergency Drought Commission met this week, and things looked a little bit different this time. They've added some new members to the commission. Pete Nichols of Ouachita County, appointed by the Speaker of the House, and then Josh Emerson of McIntosh County, appointed by the pro tem. An additional $17 million from the legislature to fund existing and non-funded projects, plus another $20 million for continuing projects in drought, has been added. Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur said it's important to her that those dollars get allocated correctly.
And it seems like a lot of money when we talk about $17 million or $20 million, but the severe drought that Oklahoma has gone through, and then we've got over 86,000 farms in the state of Oklahoma. And so when you start doing your division pretty quick to an individual producer, that may not be as significant as you think, but I know we have heard lots of very good success stories of how these dollars have really helped them to navigate through that. And to a lot of them, if they cleaned out a pond, if they put in a pasture tap, if they've got a well now where they didn't before, that's something that's going to help them for many, many years, which is what we're glad to see.
Another highlight of the meeting was discussion about making the Emergency Drought Commission more permanent.
I think that's a tremendous opportunity for our producers here in the state. As many of the folks said today, there's always going to be some type of drought in the state of Oklahoma, depending on where you live. And so the legislature looking at funding this in more of a permanent capacity, I think, gives us an ability to be much more prepared to mitigate a lot of the impacts of the severe drought. And I think certainly from a commission perspective, gives us a chance to be kind of more long-term planning instead of that reactive mode that we've been in. So I think there's a lot of opportunity.
Secretary Arthur said it's also very important to the Drought Commission board that those dollars get in the correct hands of the producers.
Yes, agreed. And that's something that's been very important to us as a commission is these funds are directed to us by the legislature. So these are appropriated funds and we have a fiduciary responsibility in all of those dollars and want to make sure we're making the best decisions from a taxpayer standpoint, but then also ultimately helping ag producers as much as we can.
Several producers were in the audience and requested that the process for applying for and receiving drought dollars be simplified. Secretary Arthur has requested some clarity from the districts on what was outstanding and still needs to be completed. That project should be complete within the next 2 weeks before the Drought Commission meets once again, probably a little bit later in the month of September. You've got farm news on Ron. Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.